Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安归给弟兄姐妹。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is put his name there for his dwelling.
今天的早上属灵的题目是立他为立他名的居所。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 12.
我们请翻到《生命记》第十二章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 5.
生命记第十二章第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 5.
生命记第十二章第五节。
Please read.
第五节，但耶和华你们的神从你们各支派中选择何处立为他名的居所，你们就当往那里去求问。
这里也读一下英文啊。
Verse 5. But you are to seek the peace.The Lord your God will choose from among all your tribes to put his name there for his dwelling. To that place you must go.
In this verse that God tell the people of Israel is a very important instruction.
在这里神吩咐以色列民一个非常重要的一个东西。
After 40 years of journey of wilderness.
那在旷野中度过40年以后。
Eventually they are about to inherit the land.
那他们即将得到那块产业。
And they will be scattered in the different tribes, different places.
那他们会在不同的地方，不同的支派当中。
They will start to have a new life and enjoy the blessing of God.
他们要过新的生活，享受神的恩典。
However, God reminded them one very important thing.
但是神提醒他们一个非常重要的事情。
In chapter 11, God has given them a choice.
那在第十一章，神给了他们一种选择。
Basically, God gives two kind of way of life and two kind of result.For them to choose.
那神给了他们两种样的生活和两种结果来选择。
If you want life, if you want blessing,
如果你想要得到生命，得到祝福的话。
If you want prosperity,
如果你想要得到富足，要想要生活富足。
You have to worship me and me alone.
你只能敬拜我。
But if you don't want to do that, you are free to choose.
如果你不想，你也可以有你的自由。
But you receive trouble.
但是你会受到患难。
You receive curse.
你会被咒诅。
You will receive calamity.
你会得到不平安。
And you cry and you suffer.
然后你会哭泣。
So God has provided them choice.
所以神给了他们选择。
Whether lot of blessing or lot of curse.
很多的咒诅或者很多的祝福。
A way of life or way of death.
是生还是死。
God never forced us to do anything.
神从来不会逼迫我们去做什么。
Because God.Have given us the freedom to choose.
因为神给了我们自由选择的权利。
Today you are here, it's not because God forced you to come here.
今天我们坐在这里不是因为神逼迫我们坐在这里。
If you choose not to come here, you stay at home. This is fine too. God will not force you.
如果你选择坐在家里也可以，神不会逼着你来。
But if you understand why you need to come to worship God.
但是如果你明白为何你要来敬拜神。
And then you come voluntarily and freely.
你就会自己愿意过来。
You will be blessed by God.
你也会被神所祝福。
So God gave Moses to the people a very important instruction.
所以神告诉摩西和以色列民一个非常重要的一件事。
If you want life and blessing, you have to do one thing very important.
如果你想要生命，想要得恩典的话，你就要做一件很重要的事。
Everywhere you go, not only you establish your own house.
不论去到哪儿，建造你的房屋。
But you also have to worship me.
但是你也要敬拜我。
Among all the tribes,
在所有的支派当中。
So, there'll be places selected, and then God's name will be put to there.
那有地方会被选择，然后神的名就会在那里。
And then you have to bring your offering, bring your tithe there.
那就要带到你的十分之一物到那里去。
Now later, the tabernacle was established, and the temple of God was established.
那以后神的会幕就被建立了。
And then the temple of God also established, the Solomonic temple.
那所罗门神的殿也被建立了。
So that place, the temple of God, is the only place they can worship and bear God's name.
那神的殿是唯一一个可以立神的名，也是唯一一个可以敬拜他的地方。
So today our topic is the place, put his name there for his dwelling.
那所以我们今天的题目就是何处立为他名的地居所。
Why do we have to put his name there in his dwelling?
那为什么要立他的名呢？
Why do we need his dwelling?
为什么我们需要立他的名的居所呢？
I think today, if we are living in Toronto here, in Canada here, one of the big issues is our housing prices is very expensive.
那我们想，我们今天住在加拿大的多伦多，我们面临的很大的问题就是房屋的价格。
Because too many people want to come here, want to buy a house here.
因为太多的人想要过来在这里购买房屋。
This is a nice place that many people want a dwelling in this city.
那这是一个美好的地方，所以很多人想要在这里建为居所。
But the problem of human dwelling is not forever. It's not the best.
但是呢，人们的居所永远不是最好的。
There is something which is better.
有一个更好的。
When God is with us, the dwelling is the better.
就是神与我们同在的时候，那个居所才是最好的。
Since the ancient time, God has always tried to come and to make His dwelling among us.
那一直从古代开始，神就想要在我们中间立居所。
In the time of Adam, when before Adam and Eve committed sin, they lived in the Garden of Eden.
那在亚当和夏娃犯罪以前，他们住在伊甸园。
The Bible recorded every day, face to face, they see God, they talk to God, and they are very close to God.
那圣经里面也有记载，他们与神非常亲近，可以面对面说话。
But after they committed sin,
但是当他们犯罪以后，
they are no longer allowed to share the dwelling with God, and they are forced out of the Garden of Eden.
那他们不可以和神在一起，就被赶出了伊甸园。
Just like a son committed serious offense, angered the father, and he's outcast to the family.
那就像一个儿子重重的得罪了父亲，被赶出了家里。
However, God still loved this son.
但是神依旧爱他的儿子。
So he started his plan of salvation and redemption.
所以他开始了他救恩的计划。
He wanted to one day to bring back his lost son and come to his dwelling.
他希望有一天可以带回他这个儿子。来带回他的居所。
But how can he do that?
但是他怎样做呢？
It took a long process of salvation plan.
那这个救恩计划是非常漫长的。
Now you read the book of Deuteronomy, if you're following Bible reading schedule, you'll find out that, wow, there are a lot of detail, a lot of law of Moses mentioned here.
那如果我们跟着读经计划来读生命记的话，我们会发现有非常多的细节。
This happened more than 3,500 years ago.
那这大约是3500年前。
However, they're still related to us today.
但是今天依旧与我们息息相关。
Because whatever written in the past, in the law of Moses, was a shadow in the New Testament and to the end time.
那因为在旧约里面的东西就是预表新约和末世的事情。
So we just have to understand the main point.
所以我们只需要理解重点。
And it's something related to our salvation.
和我们救恩有关的。
For example, 3,500 years ago, God told them, if you want to worship me, you have to go to a place where my name is put there, and I'll dwell there.
那3500年前，神就告诉了以色列民，你们想要敬拜我，就要去一个地方，那个有立我名的地方。
You cannot just simply go to anywhere you want.
你不是可以去任何地方来敬拜我。
You cannot open a place in your backyard or near in your village, and you say, oh, I want to do that. I just want to worship God there.
你不可以在你的后院或者在村庄里建一个地方，说我想要在那里敬拜神。
But God said, I choose the place.
神说我选择地方。
Not you choose the place.
不是你。
And for the place I've chosen, I'll put my name there.
所以我选择的地方，我将立我的名。
And you have to go there.
你就要到那里去。
And how do you know that place belongs to me?
你怎么知道那里是属我的呢？
Because God's name is there.
因为神的名在那里。
And if you go there to worship me, you'll be blessed.
如果你到那里去敬拜我，你将要被祝福。
And that's the way you can choose. If you want life, you do this.
如果你想要得着生命，这就是你可以选择的方式。
Now, then you may ask the question, what does it relate to us today?
那我们可能会问，这和今天的我们有什么关系呢？
Where is the place that God put His name to His dwelling?
那神立他名的居所在哪里呢？
What is His name?
他的名字是什么呢？
That is the question that we have to find out the answer today.
那这是我们今天所要寻找的一个答案。
Now, when after Moses said this,
那在摩西说这个之后，
many, many years has passed.
很多年过去了。
They have built a temple.
他们造了圣殿。
They go there to worship God.
他们来到那里去敬拜神。
But people still sin against God.
但是人依旧在神的面前犯罪。
The relationship between God and man is still very tense and still broken.
神和人的关系依旧破裂。
The Old Testament, even though it's well written, but nobody can fully obey it.
旧约虽然被写得很完整，但是没有人可以完全按照旧约行。
And Old Testament, the chosen people has broken this covenant they make with God.
那旧约的人也破坏了他们与神的约。
You can imagine, just like a marriage relationship.
就好比一个婚姻关系。
The wife.Or one party has broken the treaty, broken the faithfulness covenant.
那妻子或者是另外一方毁了这个约。
So what can they do?
那他们能做什么呢？
They are serious in trouble.
那他们非常将面临很大的困苦。
But that is where the New Testament begins.
但是这就是新约开始的地方。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
我们翻到马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
马太福音第一章第二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
马太福音第一章第二十一节。
21 or 23.
第二十一到第二十三节。第二十一节，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
22.
第二十二节，这一切的事成就是要应验主祭先知所说的话。第二十三节说，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻译出来就是神与我们同在。
Now that is the first fulfillment in the Bible according Deuteronomy chapter 12.
这是圣经里面第一件事的成就，根据生命记的第十二章。
Of course, if you read Deuteronomy chapter 12, it's only talking about selecting a place, setting up tabernacle, or in the later build Solomonic temple.
当然你如果读了第十二章你就会知道他们建立的敬拜的地方建立会幕建立他的殿
It's a physical building
是一个属
物质上的
一个建筑
But physical building never ever able to fully allow you connect with God
但是一个物质上的建筑永远不可以使你与神亲密无间
For example, yes, this is a nice building
当然这是一个非常好的建筑
But building itself cannot bring you to God
但是一个建筑本身没有办法带你到神的面前
Cannot fully bring you the same dwelling with God You live with God together
也不可以让你与神住在一起
Because there's a sin, there's a problem There's a wall of sin separate us and God
因为这个罪恶的世界将我们与神隔绝了
Whenever you're facing trouble in your life
不论我们在生活中什么时候面对痛苦
Problems
面对问题
Many people ask, why? Why me?
很多人会问为什么是我呢
Why God's blessing cannot come to me?
为什么神的祝福不能临到我身上呢
why cannot hear from God?
为什么我不能听到神的话语呢
People always ask God why.
神总是会问为什么
But actually, there's always an invisible wall separate from us to God.
但是永远有一个无形的墙将我们与神隔绝。
So, that's why when times come,
这就是为什么当时间来到之时
God has decided.
神决定
I want to make a step, I want to do something.
我想要做一些事。
I want to make my dwelling among men.
我想要立我的名在他们中间。
我的居住的居所。
我想要把我的居所在安置在他们中间。
You can imagine like this.
你可以这样想象。
You and somebody, you are not in really good relationship.
你和一个人关系并不好。
Maybe you and your good friend before.
可能你们以前是好朋友。
But something happened. You and your best friend, turned almost become enemy.
但是你有一件事发生，你和你的朋友几乎反目成仇了。
Actually, you don't hate him, but he hates you.
你虽然不恨他，但是他却恨你。
So there's no talking, no relationship going on.
所以你们没有任何关系，也不再说话。
You don't even make phone call. You don't even do anything.
也不打电话，什么都不做。
But one day you have decided.
但是有一天你决定。
Things have to change.
有一些事需要被改变。
Cold war does not solve the problem.
冷战不会解决问题。
I have to make the first step.
我要踏出那第一步。
I have to love my friend or my enemy.
我需要爱我的朋友或者说是我的敌人。
So he started to pack things up.
所以他开始打包。
Bring his belongings.
带了他所有的物品。
Leave his very comfortable home.
来离开他的家。
And decided to go into that person's place.
那去到那个人所住的地方。
Asking that, can I live with you? Then can we talk? Can we reconcile?
他说我们可以和好吗我们可以说话吗我可以和你住吗
This is what God done to us.
这就是神对我们做的。
So here is that there was a Mary, when Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
那所以玛利亚因为圣灵怀孕的时候。
And the angel told her what is going on.
有个天使告诉她什么在发生什么。
This fulfilled the prophecy.
这是要应验以前的事情。
The verse 23 that a virgin shall give birth.Conceive and give birth. People should call him Emmanuel.
必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
He's talking about Jesus.
这就是在说主耶稣。
Jesus came to save the world from sin.
主耶稣来到世界来拯救我们脱离罪恶。
And he brings a meaning.
他也带来了一个含义。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
This means from now, God will come with us. God will live with us. God will be with us.
那就是从今以后，神要与我们同住，神要与我们同在。
This is so wonderful.
这是非常美妙的。
Today, brother and sister,
如今弟兄姐妹们
the moment you decided to accept Lord Jesus Christ,
在你决定接受主耶稣的那一刻
actually, that is the moment that God decided I wanted to live with you.
那也就是神与你同在的那一刻
the moment that you want to repent and come back to God,
在你想要悔改来回到神面前的那一刻
God will come to live with you.
神会要过来与你同住
Brother and sister, I think you are very careful that who can live in your house, right?
弟兄姐妹我们想我们很谨慎对于谁能住在我们的房子里
Because who live with you, who live in your house will change your mood, change your destiny, change everything.
因为与你同住的那个人有可能会改变你的命运或者你的情绪。
Of course, sometimes you have no choice. You live with your family, even though you doesn't like.
那有的时候我们别无选择，即使是我们不喜欢，也要与家人住在一起。
But sometimes even your family member, if they have bad habits, that even trouble you so much.
那即使你们家庭成员有恶习，会使你非常的痛苦。
But if your family member love each other, you live together, you have so much peace and joy.
但是如果我们家庭成员互爱的话，就能住的。很快乐。
Can you imagine today if God live with us?
那我们可以想象，如果今天神与我们同住的话
，Be with us, make a dwelling with us.
与我们同在。
How beautiful it is!
这是多么美妙的一件事。
Today, brother and sister or friend, you think about what is your situation right now?
那我想我们现在所处的状况。
Maybe sometimes our relationship with our family is not very good.
有可能我们与家庭成员的关系不是那么好。
Maybe with our children or with our spouse.
可能是和我们的配偶或者和我们的儿女。
Maybe our heart, we have everything physically, but our heart is not in peace.
那可能物质上来说我们什么都有，但是心灵并不平安。
You have a job, you have a house, you have everything.
我们有工作，有房屋，什么都有。
But you are just not peaceful, you are not happy.
但是心里却没有平安，也不开心。
Why?
为什么？
It's lacking one thing.
缺少了一件事
close relationship with God
就是与神那种亲密的关系
So when Jesus came 2000 years ago
所以2000年前主耶稣来到世界上的时候
He is also called Emmanuel
他的名字也叫以马内利
That means God with us
神与我们同在
He made his dwelling He came down on earth and lived with us together
他来到世界上与我们同住了
And then that's whyhis name is so important
这就是为什么他的名字是如此的重要
Jesus meansGod, the Lord, save.
那耶稣的名字也是神拯救。
After He saved you from sin, you are with God.
那在他把你从罪恶里救出来以后，你就和神一起。
So this is a very good implication.
所以这是非常好的一个预示。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 12.
所以在申命记的第十二章。
It talks about that wherever God have chosen the place that God put His name.
那不论神选择何处为立他名的居所
because his dwelling place must bear his name, right?
因为他的居所必须有他的名。
What is the name of the Lord, the God, the one true God?
那唯一真神的名字是什么呢
？You ask many Christians today, they don't even know.
你问今天问很多基督徒，他们并不知道。
Because many Christians they believe in Trinity.
因为很多基督徒相信三位一体。
Trinity they believe that God is three in one.
那三位一体就相信神是三合一。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
那神是父，是子，也是圣灵。
They believe that they are different.
他们相信这三个是不同的。
Even though they are one God, but they are different in persons.
那虽然他们虽然是同一个神，但是是不同的位格。
You ask them, you ask a friend in another church, what's the name of God?
所以你问你另外一个朋友问神的名字是什么
？They cannot answer you.
他们没有办法回答。
So God is God. What's the name?
因为神是神，他的名字是什么呢
？Oh, is the Heavenly Father.
他是天父。
Wow. But actually, this is not the answer.
但是其实这不是答案。
God is not a name.
神不是名字。
Just like president.
就像一个总统。
President is a title. It's not a name.
总统是一个称谓。并不是一个名字。
Or Prime Minister is a title, it's not a name.
或者总理也是一个称谓，也并不是一个名字。
So God is not a name. God just is to describe the one who created the universe, who is the only one in the universe. Everybody is supposed to worship him.
那神所代表的就是那个创造宇宙万物唯一的真神。
But God itself is not a name.
但是神并不是一个名字。
Also, Father is not a name.
父也并不是一个名字。
Father is just to describe relationship.
父只是来形容一个关系。
If you say somebody is a father, that means he has a son.
那如果你说一个人是父亲的话，就代表他有一个儿子。
This is a relative.
这是比较
相对的。So it's not a name.
所以这不是一个名字。
Son is not a name.
儿子也不是一个名字。
Holy Spirit also is not a name.
圣灵也不是一个名字。
So what is the name?
所以什么是他的名呢
？In the Old Testament, it was hidden.
在旧约里，它被隐藏了。
But in New Testament time, it has been revealed.
但是在新约，它被显现出来了。
If you look again, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21.
如果你再翻到马太福音第一章的第21节的话
，That name was given by the angel.
那个名字是天使取的。
Of course, it's from God.
当然是从神而来。
God told the angel, give the name to this baby.
那神告诉这个天使要把这个名字传给这个儿子。
And of course, there's the name of the son.
那当然这也就是他的名字了。
But at the same time, we know.
但是在同时我们也知道,
this name, the name, not only is the son, but also is the name of the father.
这个不仅仅是儿子的名字, 也是父亲的名字。
We have to know as a Christian, we must know the name of God. We must know the name of the father.
作为一个基督徒, 我们必须要知道天父的名字。
This is very important teaching.
这是非常重要的一个教训。
If you believe in God, but you don't know the name of God, you are in trouble.
如果你相信神, 但是却不知道神的名字, 你就有祸了。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
我们翻到约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10 verse 30.
约翰福音第十章第三十节。
John chapter 10 verse 30.
约翰福音第十章第三十节。
John chapter 10 verse 30.
约翰福音第十章第三十节。 第三十节, 我与父原为一。
Here, the Bible says, I and my Father are one.
那在这里说, 我与父原为一。
Actually, Chinese words say original have the 原, 就没有原这个字。 I'm the Father are one, 我与父是一。
所以在中文中就讲到了原这个字, 就是原来就是。
没有原来这个字。
没有原来这个字。
I'm the Father are one.
我与父是一。
How do we understand this?
那我们怎么样理解这一段话呢?
Jesus is on earth. He was walking physically. He is a human being. He's under time and space.
那耶稣在世界上, 他有肉体, 也在时空之下。
Yes, if you look at it from time and space perspective, yes, Father and Son, it seems that they are two.
那如果我们从时空的观念上出发的话, 好像儿子和天父是两个人。
But Jesus said something, transcend time and space and understanding.
但是主耶稣说的一句话, 超越了时空, 也超越了我们理解的范围。
Jesus said, in spirit, in the eternal eternity, in the spiritual world,
在永生当中, 在属灵的世界里,
I and the Father are one.
我和父是一, 是一体。
Same God, same one true God.
就是同一个真神。
Same name.
有同一个名字。
That's why the name, the Father, has been given to the Son.
这就是为什么天父的名字给了儿子。
So they are the same name.
所以他们有一样的名字。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
我们翻到约翰福音第十七章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
If you understand this, you understand why the name of Jesus is so important.
如果你理解了这个, 就知道为什么主耶稣的名字如何如此重要。
Why we have to be called True Jesus Church.
为什么我们要叫真耶稣教会。
John chapter 17 verse 11.
约翰福音第十七章第十一节。 从今以后我不在世上,他们却在世上,我往你那里去。圣父啊, 求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们, 叫他们合而为一, 像我们一样。
In this verse, Jesus explained.
在这里主耶稣解释了。
He was praying to the Heavenly Father for the disciple.
那他向天父祷告, 为门徒祷告。
Heavenly Father,
向天父祷告。
Protect the disciple by the power of your name.
为以你所赐给我的名来保护他们。
Because Jesus knows the name of Heavenly Father can protect people.
因为他知道圣父的名字可以保护别人。
Name is powerful. If somebody's is very powerful name, you can protect people.
如果一个人的名字非常有力量的话, 就可以保护别人。
But who is that name of the Heavenly Father?
那天父的名字是什么呢?
The name you have given me.
就是你所赐给我的。
Wow, so we understand the name of the Son was given by the Heavenly Father.
所以我们就知道, 其实耶稣的名字就是天父给他的。
The same name, Jesus.
就是同一个名字, 也就是耶稣。
So Jesus is the name of the one true God.
所以耶稣这个名字就是独一真神的名字。
No wonder Emmanuel, God with us, has to be called Jesus.
所以为什么以马内利就叫耶稣?
In the Old Testament, they didn't understand this very mysterious teaching.
那在旧约他们不理解这个奇妙的教训。
But when Jesus came, he revealed God's name.
但是主耶稣来了以后, 他就显明了神的名字。
Then you may ask, why? Why is this so important?
你就会问, 为什么这个这么重要呢?
Because there's only one name can save us.
因为只有一个名字可以拯救我们。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
我们翻到使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
使徒行传第四章第十二节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
使徒行传第四章第十二节。第十二节, 除他以外别无拯救, 因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名, 我们可以靠着得救。
We knew that Jesus only spent 3 years preaching the gospel.
那我们知道主耶稣传道只花了三年的时间。
He had to be crucified on the cross and die, and then he resurrected and ascended to heaven.
那他被钉十字架，复活，然后升天。
But does it mean that his dwelling made in man was destroyed, was interrupted, was no more?
那这就是他们在人间，他在人间的这个名，在人间的这个
帐幕啊，
帐幕就被毁坏了吗
？No, it's not.
不是的。
But rather, Jesus wanted to continue this dwelling.
但是他却要继续延续。
By the apostle who established the church on earth.
那通过使徒来在教会，在世界上建立教会。
Even though Jesus no more physically with the people.
即使主耶稣肉体上不再与他们
一起。Jesus ascended to heaven.
即使他去了天，升天。
But his church is still on earth.
但是他的教会依旧在地上。
But who can be his church?
那什么可以成为他的教会呢
？The church must uphold the only name that can save.
那他们必须要高举那唯一可以拯救的名。
That is Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
So that comes to another fulfillment.
所以这又完成了另一个预言。
有个应验了。
应验了。
Where is the place that God has put His name?
那神立他名的居所在哪里呢
？Is the church.
就是教会。
In the apostolic time, is the only one church in the apostolic time.
那在使徒时代的唯一一个教会。
So that's why, even though they were not called Jesus' church or the name didn't have Jesus, but everything they do, they talk about, mention about Jesus.
那即使他们的名字里面没有耶稣这个名字，但是他们做的一切事情都和主耶稣有关。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
我们翻到哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 17.
哥罗西书第三章第十七节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 17.
哥罗西书第三章第十七节。第十七节，无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，记着他感谢父神。
Here Paul mentioned to the members.
那在这里，保罗向会众说。
Even the church was preached to the Gentile land in Colossae.
那即使在哥罗西这个教会的道理被传向了外邦人。
Paul told the church, whatever you do.You have to do it in the name of Jesus.
但是保罗说，无论做什么都要奉主耶稣的名。
What does that mean?
那这个意思是什么呢
？Because Jesus is the only name that we uphold.
因为主耶稣的名是我们唯一高举的名。
When you pray, you have to pray in the name of Jesus.
当我们祷告的时候，要奉主耶稣的名祷告。
When we gather, we do it in the name of Jesus.
那当我们聚集的时候，我们也是奉主耶稣的名。
When you cast out demons, when you heal, you do it in the name of Jesus.
当我们治疗别人或者是赶鬼的时候，都要奉主耶稣的名。
When you have meeting, you have to do it in the name of Jesus.
当我们有会议的时候，也是要奉主耶稣的名。
When we have make announcement, you in the name of Jesus.
当我们有什么东西要发表的时候，也要奉主耶稣的名。
And of course, when we baptize, have to be in the name of Jesus.
当然，我们给别人洗礼的时候，也要奉主耶稣的名。
So even though in the apostolic time 2,000 years ago there was only one church, the church has no name, no need to have attach a specific name.
那所以在2000年前，使徒教会并不需要一个特别的名字。
Because there was only one church.
因为在那个时候只有一个教会。
But everything they did it in the name of Jesus.
但是他们所做的所有事情都是奉主耶稣的名。
Not Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
并不是说父子和圣灵。
Because Father, Son, Holy Spirit doesn't mention a name.
因为父子和圣灵没有提到名字。
But they understood the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the one true God is.Jesus.
因为他们知道唯一真神父子和圣灵的名字就是耶稣。
So they do it everything in the name of Jesus.
所以他们做任何事情都奉主耶稣。
So you have to find a church that put his name in his dwelling.
那所以我们要找到一个教会就是神立他名的居所。
And of course, 2,000 years ago, the apostolic church, they are the dwelling with God's name.
那当然2000年前使徒时代的教会就有神的名。
But unfortunately, if you look at church history, many things go on after the first generation of apostles pass away.
那我们看见在第一代的使徒过世之后，教会就发生了很多的事情。
The truth were affected or was changed later by the influenced by the culture, by the philosophies.
所以被各种的文化和伦理改变了那个真理。
Holy Spirit gradually left the church at that time.
圣灵也就渐渐的不再降下。
The church getting bigger.
虽然教会的数目在增长。
More and more in membership.
在越来越多的人参加。
Even mingle with politics.
即使是和政治 搅在一起。
And become state religion of Roman Empire.
那变成了罗马教的一个，变成罗马教的主教会。
国教。However, the church was no longer the body of Jesus.
但是这个教会不再是主耶稣的身体了。
And of course, they don't uphold the name of Jesus anymore.
那当然，他们也不再高举主耶稣的名。
So God's dwelling was not among men temporarily.
那神有一段时间没有与人住在一起。
Because God's people has removed God's name, removed the truth.
因为人把真理给弃绝了，也把他的名字给弃绝了。
But before the end times come.
但是在末世来临以前。
God will one more time make his dwelling.On earth.
那神会要再一次与我们同住。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 2.
那我们翻到以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah 2 chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章第二节。
Isaiah 2 chapter 2 verse 2.
以赛亚书第二章第二节。第二节，末后的日子，耶和华殿的山必建立超乎诸山。高举过万岭，万民都要流归这山。
Verse 3.
第三节，必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他们的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为教会必出于西安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
Here is a prophecy before the end time. What will happen?
这是末世以前的一个预言，会发生什么？
He says,The mountain of the temple of the Lord.
就是登耶和华的山，神的殿。
耶和华殿的山。
耶和华殿的山。
What does it mean?
那这代表的什么意义呢？
In the Old Testament, there's only one temple of the Lord.
那在旧约里面，神的殿只有一个。
It's in Mount Zion. It's in Jerusalem.
就是在锡安山，也是在耶路撒冷。
If you want to worship God, you have to no choice. You have to go to that temple.
如果你要敬拜神，你别无选择，就必须去那个圣殿。
Even there are many other mountains there.
即使那边有许多的山。
But there are only one temple in one mountain.
那只有一个殿在一座山。
So if you want to worship God, you have to come from all the small mountain or other area. You have to stream to that only place.
那如果要敬拜神的话，就要从周围的各个地方来到那个山。
So this is the fact in the Old Testament time.
那这就是在旧约时候的一个教训。
So Isaiah received this revelation.
那以赛亚得到了这个预言。
Before Jesus come again, the end time, before the end time.
那在末世以前，耶稣再来以前。
There'll be many denominations.
会有很多的教派。
Because they are just like small mountains here, every here and there.
因为就像这里的众多小山一样。
But God will raise up one mountain.
但是神会要立一个高举一个山。
The temple of the Lord is there.
那神的殿也就在那座山上。
And of course, that temple have the name of God put there.
那当然，那座山也要立神的名。
Of course, the name of God is Jesus.
当然，神的名是耶稣。
And then that temple, the mountain of the Lord, have to be raised up.
那神的殿也就是那座山要被高举。
Then the stream, other people have the stream coming from other denomination come here and join this church.
那所以从其他教派的人都会来参加这个。
And then because they find out that, oh, that place have the teaching of the law. I want to learn. I want to come here.
因为那边有主的教训，我想要去到那里去学习。
No matter who they are, what people, what ethnic, what language, they'll come to listen to the language of God.
那不管他们说着什么样的方言，但是他们都要来到那边面前去听神的道理。
And because in this mountain there's Holy Spirit.
也因为这座山上有神的圣灵。
I believe that many brothers and sisters have your own experience.
那我想许多弟兄姐妹有自己的体验。
Unless you are born into the church, second or third generation.
那除非你是二代或者三代的信徒，生在教会里。
Some of you are from other denomination before.
有很多人以前是从其他的教会来的。
Why you come to this church?
为什么你们会来到这个教会呢？
This church doesn't have nice building compared to other churches.
那这个教会和其他教会相比，建筑不是那么的好。
But why do you come here?
但是你为什么来到这里呢？
I don't know whether you go to Taiwan before.
我不知道你是否有去过台湾。
In Taiwan, there's a place called 罗东。
那在台湾有个地方叫罗东。
Actually, it's the city where my wife came from.
那也就是我妻子所住的那个城市。
And now they are rebuilding a chapel, have a very nice chapel, almost finished.
那所以在那里他们建造一个会堂，也快要完工了。
But actually, 罗东 was one of the oldest church in Taiwan church TGC history.
那在真耶稣教会的历史里面，罗东教会是非常古老的一个教会。
How 罗东 church was started?
那罗东教会是怎样被建立的呢？
Actually, before they are TJC,
那在他们是真耶稣教会以先。
That church in Luo Dong, they belong to another denomination.
那他们属别的教派。
They will be affiliated with Japan. There's a Christian church in Japan called 圣洁会。I think if I did not remember wrongly.
和日本的一个圣洁会有关系。
They receive money. They receive support directly from Japan.
那他们的所有资金都来自于日本。
They keep Sunday worship.
那他们是安息他们的安息日被定在了周日。
对，不是守安息日，他们守礼拜天。
他们只有礼拜天聚会。
And then of course they just like Protestant faith, normal Christian traditional faith.
那他就像别的传统的基督教派一样。
They give Christmas, of course.
他们也有圣诞节。
They believe in three in one God, a Trinity.
他们相信三位一体。
They don't have Holy Spirit.
他们没有
圣灵。Even though they believe they have.
虽然他们相信他们有
But our early worker
但是我们早期的工人
came from other part in Taiwan, go to Luo Dong.
那从别台湾的别处来到罗东
and talk to their worker, talk to one of the leader.
告诉他们的一个主领的
about the five basic doctrine.
那告诉他们五大教义
about I have to keep Sabbath.
要守安息圣日
Believe in one true God.
相信唯一正神
You have to baptize in the name of Jesus.
要奉主耶稣圣名受洗
Foot washing.
要洗脚礼。
And when they study the Bible, wow, everything is just according to the Bible. There's no change, no nothing.
那所以他们查考圣经的时候，就发现与圣经完全一样。
And of course, when they pray, they receive the Holy Spirit.
那当他们祷告的时候，他们就受了圣灵。
Wow, their heart is very moved.
他们的心就被感动。
So they wrote a letter, official letter to Japan, their old headquarters.
那所以他写信给了他们在日本的总部。
He said, "From now, we do not belong to your organization anymore."
那所以从今日起，我们不再属于你们教会了。
We find the truth.
我们找到真理了。
We find the truth with the Holy Spirit.
我们找到真理的圣灵了。
So from now, we will come to this highest mountain. We will become true Jesus Church organization.
所以到时候我们要来到这最高的岭，成为真耶稣教会。
Wow, that is one of the big testimony in the Taiwan.Preaching history.
那在台湾的传教工作里面，这是一个非常大的见证。
The whole church found the truth and come to the highest mountain.
整个教会来到了神的山，
just
找到了真理。
Just like exactly in this verse.
就像这个章节所说的。
Of course, many other people they don't accept. Of course, they say this and that bad things about us.
当然有许多人不理解，也说我们的坏话。
But for those who really after the truth.
但是对于那些急切追求真理的人
For those who can humble.
所以对于那些可以谦卑的人
For those who can kneel down and pray.
对于那些可以跪下祷告的人
For those who view the Bible more important than human tradition.
那些把圣经里面的话看过多过于人们的传统的
They will see that this church is not a church of human being.
他们就可以看到这个教会不是属人的教会。
It belongs to God.
是神的教会。
So even last week I was in West End.
那即使上一周我在西区。
Thank God, last week we have 6 truth seekers in the Waterloo Prayer House.
那在我们华铁炉的地方有六个慕道者。
We thank God, really. Now they have everything's ready. They worship in the place, and even members are there.
那所以一切都准备就绪，我们的人都去了那边开始。
Last week they have 6 truth seekers.
在上一周有六个慕道者。
And one truth seeker come.
一个慕道者来到这里。
Receive Holy Spirit.
得到了圣灵。
So this is to show that God is with us.
那这就证明了神与我们同在。
Even in the spiritual convocation.
那即使是在灵恩会的时候。
Many members come, many friends come. They find out that this church is different.
那很多人很多朋友过来发现这个教会不一样
So we as a member we have to know that the true church is established by God
那所以作为真教会的信徒我们要知道这个教会被神所建立
Totally fulfill the prophecy
完全应验了这个预言
Now if you look back at Deuteronomy chapter 12
如果我们回到生命记的第十二章
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 12
生命记的第十二章
Now God make a comparison
那神做了一个比较。
Before you can establish a place that have my name, you must do something else.
那在你立我名的居所以外，还要做一件事。
Before that.
在那以先。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 2.
那在我们来读第十二章的第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2 to 3.
十二章的第二节到第三节，你们要将所赶出的国民侍奉神的各地方，无论是在高山在小山，在各青翠树下都毁坏了。第三节，也要拆毁他们的祭坛，打碎他们的柱像，用火焚烧他们的木偶，砍下他们雕刻的神像，并将其名从那地方除灭。
Verse 4.
第四节，你们不可照他们那样侍奉耶和华你们的神。
God said, if you want to worship me, you have to do it my way, not your way.
如果你想要敬拜我，就要按照我的方式。
Especially, we have to pay attention in verse 4.
我们尤其要看注意第四节。
God said,Do not use their way to worship their God to worship me.
那神说你们不可照他们那样的来侍奉我。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Today many people say, yes, I worship God, but I want to do it my way.
很多人今天说我想要侍奉神，我想要敬拜神，但是我想要以我的方式来敬拜。
No, God said it's not your way, but God said you have to do it my way.
神说不是你的方式，而是按我的方式。
What is people's way?
什么是人的方式呢?
People's way is first. Here mentioned that they have a lot of idols.
那人的方式就是提到了这里有很多的神像。
Yes, of course, Canaanite culture, they worship a lot of idols.
有他们敬拜很多的偶像。迦南人。
But even today in Christianity, there's a lot of idols.
那即使是在今天我们基督教派里面也有非常多的偶像。
First, there are physical idols.
当然有这个物质上的偶像。
Second is man-made idols.
第二是人造的偶像。
What is physical idols?
那什么是物质上的偶像呢?
If you go to many churches, even though inside is very grand, very beautiful, very good architecture.
如果你非去到其他的教会，他们虽然里面非常的辉煌。
But if you just open your eyes and see, it's not difficult that you find a lot of idols in many Christian churches.
但是你们在很多的基督教会里面能看见偶像。
Recently, Calgary Church has brought a building. They bought a building in Calgary near downtown area.
那在卡加利靠近市中心的地方购买了一个会堂。
Wow, and the building is quite nice.
就是那个建筑非常的好。
Inside can sit 120 people.
里面你可以看到120人。
Now we're doing fundraising, right? I think you have heard the news.
所以现在我们也有募款。
So I asked the church board member, send me some pictures, right? Inside and outside, so that we can tell member, when you see the picture, you'll be moved, and then you'll offer.
所以我就叫他们职务会给我发一些图片，这样我们信徒看见了之后就会被感动。
And thank God they send a picture outdoor.
那所以感谢神，他们也拍了外面的场景给我们看。
I asked them why there's no indoor.
我就问了他们为什么不拍里面呢
？They passed the picture. Now we cannot give you indoor picture because too many idols there.
他说传道，我现在不能给你看里面，因为里面太多的偶像了。
So in the future, if we remove them all, we can take some pictures and you.
所以当我们以后把他们毁坏了之后，再给你看。
把它拿走之后。
把它拿走之后。
And of course, inside there are cross, there are Jesus image, there's saints image, there's carving, lots of idols.
当然有很多的雕刻，有十字架，也有主耶稣的像。
But if you look at True Jesus Church.
但是如果你看真耶稣教会的话。
If you're a visitor here, you look today, what do you see?
如果你是第一次来的话，今天你可以看到什么呢
？In the chapel, not even one cross that you face to pray.
那在我们的会堂里面，连一个十字架都不会有。
There's no image of Jesus.
也没有主耶稣的画像。
There's no image of the 12 saints or apostles.
也没有十二使徒的任何像。
Why? Because in this church we uphold nobody except Jesus.
因为在这里我们不高举任何人的名，除了主耶稣。
Even we worship Jesus, but we don't make the image or idols of Jesus.
那即使我们敬拜主耶稣，也不会做一个他的像。
We worship Jesus. We follow everything that Jesus said, and that is enough.
我们既然敬拜他，就遵从他一切所行的。
You don't even have to carry a cross or wear it for protection.
也不用带着十字架，为了要保护自己。
God is with you is because you follow the truth.
神与你同在是因为你遵守了真理。
God is with you because you obey Him.
神与你同在是因为你遵从了他。
Not because you have images or idols.
并不是因为你有偶像或者有什么样的图形。
Another kind of idols Christian churches now they make is man-made idol or make human himself become idols.
那另外今天基督教派的另外一个偶像就是人像。
They emphasize who is the leader or the founder of the church.
那他们重视这个人或者那个人是这个教会的创始人。
They have the name attached.
有他们的名在上面。
It's not difficult to find.
并不难寻找。
Or you look at a church, they say, "Oh, I donate this. You write a name on the chair."
那或者是我捐了这个，所以我把我的名字放在这个椅子上。
There's some special seat at the back of the chapel.
那在这个会堂里面的后面几排有一些特别的座位。
Why?
为什么
？Because those are for minister. Those are for the high ranking official there.
那些是给长职坐的地方。
On the two sides, they have some special seat. If you go to old style chapel, you see this kind of arrangement.
那如果我们去到了比较古老的教会，我们就可以看到边上也有两排座位。
But in TJC, we don't do that.
但是在真耶稣教会，我们不这样做。
We uphold no human being.
我们不会高举任何人的名字。
Minister, preacher, pastor, they're all workers. They're all brother and sister too.
不管是长职同工还是传道，他们都是弟兄。
So we can worship God together.
所以我们可以一起敬拜神。
And of course, we don't uphold the name of so and so.
当然，我们也不会高举这个或者那个人的名。
Saint Paul, Saint Peter, Saint Matthew, we don't use the people's name.
保罗、彼得、马太，我们都不会用他们的名字。
We only use one name.
我们只用一个名字。
Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣的名。
And people will say, where in the Bible that we must through Jesus Church? Where does your Bible that your name through Jesus Church come from?
那很多人就会问，你们真耶稣教会的这个名从圣经的哪里出发呢
？This is a big question, right? Why your church called True Jesus Church?
为什么你们的教会被称为真耶稣教会呢
？So as a True Jesus Church member, we have to know how to explain it.
那作为真耶稣教会的成员，我们要想办法来解，我们就要知道怎么解释。
If they ask you where in the Bible say True Jesus Church,
如果他们问你在圣经里面的哪一处说真耶稣教会的话。
And of course, there's no Bible verse directly say, "Oh, this verse say, oh, the church have to be called True Jesus Church."
那当然没有一个章节会直接的说这个教会要取名为真耶稣教会。
But the Bible do have some Bible verses that tell you that the name True Jesus Church is good and it's according to the principle in the Bible.
那但是圣经里面有几个章节会间接的告诉你真耶稣教会这个名字是好的，也是
and it's according to the principle, spiritual principle.
也是符合属灵原则的。
Of course, we have to.Do a quick review.
那当然，我们要快速的过一下。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 2.
我们翻到提摩太前书第二章。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 4.
提摩太前书第二章第四节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 4.
提摩太前书第二章第四节。第四节，他愿以万人得救，明白真道。
Now verse 5 is very important. We have to underline this.
那第五节非常重要，我们可以画一下。
Verse 5.
第五节，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
Now underline this verse, very important.
我们要画下这一节，非常的重要。
That is a spiritual principle. Talk about the relationship between God and His people.
那这是一个属灵的原则，就是在描述神与他选民的关系。
First of all, there's only one God.
第一，只有一位神。
And between God and man.There's a mediator. Mediator.
那在神和人的中间有一位中保。
Because God cannot talk to people, there's sin.
因为神不能直接向人说话，因为他们犯罪了。
But he needs a mediator.
但是需要一位中保。
It's Jesus Christ who came to the world to save sinners to die for us.
那这个中保就是主耶稣基督，就是降世为我们而死。
That is the spiritual. This is a spiritual relationship.
这是一个属灵的关系。
One God.
一个神
and between God and man, there's mediator Jesus.
在神和人的中间有一位中保，就是耶稣基督。
So true Jesus Church, this name totally according to this principle.
那所以真耶稣教会这个名字完全是按照这个原则。
True means true God. There's only one true God.
真就是真神，唯一的真神。
And the mediator is Jesus.
中保就是基督耶稣。
And of course, Jesus is the name of that true God.
那基督耶稣也就是那位神的名字。
And church is believer, is people.
那教会里面的会众是人。
So true Jesus Church.
所以就是真耶稣教会。
And Jesus is the mediator between both.
耶稣就是两者之间的中保。
This is totally fitting the Bible description.
这是完全合乎圣经的。
So today we are in the true church. We have to understand that we uphold the name of Jesus.
那所以我们今天在真教会，我们高举耶稣的名。
Totally fulfill the teaching of the Bible.
完全是应验了圣经上所说的话。
So if you want to worship God,
所以我们如果要敬拜神
，you have to go to the place where God put His name there.
那我们就要去到神立他名的居所。
You are here.
我们在这里。
We must know that this is the place that God has chosen.
那我们在这里，我们就知道这是神所选的地方。
And God's name is powerful.
神的名也是有力量的。
When you have problem, you pray, Hallelujah, Jesus, Hallelujah, please help me.
如果你有问题的时候，你就可以祷告哈利路亚，主耶稣，请你帮助我。
Holy Spirit is here.
圣灵也在这里。
Truth is here.
真理在这里。
This is the place that God has chosen and put His name.
这就是神所选择的地方，立他名的地方。
Ah, may God bless us.
愿神祝福我们。
Let's sing Him 323.
我们唱诗第323首。